We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every line member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers. It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Stop illegal immigration now.
I will break out soon and I will kill more.
Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message.
Yeah. dark street, like bodies in an old bone grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus say.
Against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. Can run on for a long time.
You are listening to Real World Witness with Chrissy
and Douglas,
watching history unfold while shining a light on truth, justice,
and exposing those who wish to crush it.
Cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Real World Witness, everyone. My name is Chrissy. I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Doing pretty good, young lady. And yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. you know, crazy stuff going on in the world, I guess. Very much indeed. It's March 22nd, 2018. Tonight we're going to be talking about, you know, whether or not we think, at least I believe, God might have intervened in this gun control debate. So that's sort of the title, but Doug is also going to give us a veteran crisis update, and we'll also be chatting about the Andrew McCabe firing and the Austin bomber. So we have a lot to cover. And before we get going, I just have a couple things I want to mention, then Doug, you're going to take over. The mother of all rallies is set for September 8th in D.C., and we're hoping that we will see all of you there. I'm going to go, Doug and I are both going, and Doug's going to speak, which is going to be awesome. So, you know, I mean, we need to show our numbers for sure.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, you know, we have to get the conservatives willing to come out and support President Trump at this point. I mean, you know, Democrats can get their numbers out there, and they're not even as big as our numbers, I don't think. I think they're like a minute, minuscule percentage compared to us. I mean, that's what I think anyway. So...
You get enough people out there that will force the fake news media to cover it. And, of course, they will cover it and show that only five people showed up when there was about 5 million.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, and then our other announcement is that Real World Witness, we're moving from Blog Talk Radio over to MAGA1Radio.net next week. So very excited about that. I think, and we're going to be on video, which is going to be very interesting. And the two of us have to figure that out. Well, you're used to doing videos, but I'm not. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not used to doing live video per se, but that just means that I will have to make sure that I comb my hair properly prior to going live. Are you there? Did we lose you? Well, I think it's possible that we lost our host, but that's okay. I will continue on, and she will be back with us shortly. Here, we're going to move over to Maga One Radio, which will be effective on Thursday the 29th. And it'll be a live show video as well as you'll be able to listen via the radio, via the internet, your computer, iPhone, iPad. And but also, if you tune into the website, you'll be able to see us a split screen as we're debating and talking about the issues. Do we have Chrissy back?
I'm back. Sorry. I know my phone keeps dropping, guys, so I don't know what is going on or why it's doing that. It's been doing that. We got through the show last week without it happening, so hopefully that's the only time that'll happen. But anyway, so yeah, so we're going to work out the kinks on the whole video thing this weekend, and hopefully it'll all work out. I think it's going to be fun to be on Maga One. So, and then the only other thing I wanted to talk to before I give it over to Doug is just that I have a Gab account, including my Twitter account. It's the same, at ChrissyUSA1. And Facebook blocked me again this afternoon. I was trying, all I was doing was posting the link to the show. So I don't know what the heck's going on with that. I'm so aggravated right now. I hate Facebook. Facebook sucks. So, Doug, you're going to be in charge of all the Facebook stuff from now until eternity.
Of course, they block me all the time, too. So, you know, can't win them all.
Between the two of us. Right. So, anyway. Man. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're still with us. You went out for a second.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, I guess, Doug, you want to take over, and you can talk about the China tariffs and that whole nightmare of mess. It's not a mess. It's a good thing for us, but, of course, you know, freaking Democrats anyway.
Yeah. The Dow took a horrible downward spin today, one of the worst losses in the history of the Dow. You know, and it's based off of the China tariffs, and, you know, I hope that they get it together over there. You know, this is something, folks, that we have to do. Okay, there's just, you know, let's look at the amount of money that we pay out when we have our goods going out to other countries compared to what happens when they come here is night and day. And, you know, we've got to be able to just get out of caps, and hopefully that's going to happen soon. And, you know, the Dow's going to rebound, all right? For those of you that are panicking looking at your 401k like I was, you know, it's going to change. It's going to be good. We'll be back to normal, hopefully, for the next 24 hours. You know, it's going to go up and down as it always does. So do you want me to go get right into the veterans issues now, Chrissy, and then we will continue on with the news shortly?
Sure, go ahead. Go on.
All right. You know, as we've, you know, I've talked about in the past, and we'll continue to bring this up, you know, in the – we have majorly failed – our veterans community across the nation. You know, there are some VA facilities that are doing outstanding work, and there are some people in the VA community that's doing wonderful things. I go back to, you know, you look at all the veterans organizations that exist, like mine, for instance, my nonprofit, Veterans United for Justice. You know, there's the ones that you've heard a lot of, you know, that have been around for years, like the VFW and the American Legion and the Wounded Warrior Project. Okay, there are thousands of veterans organizations out there, and they're not competing with the VA. They're doing the job that the VA isn't doing. Okay, if our government, if the United States government held their promise to the veteran community, there'd be no need for my organization or any of these organizations. There's thousands of us out there that are doing everything we can to help veterans, and you know, it's just that simple. There would be no need for these organizations. So that in itself should show the general population, you know, how bad things actually are when that number of veterans organizations continues to grow. Okay, it's growing at a rapid speed. We've tripled the amount in just the past 20 years, okay? And there's no end in sight with that. Now, one of the things that bothers me, it bothers all veterans, it should bother all Americans in general, is and it's a subject that's very dear to my heart, is the veteran suicide rate that we have right now. Let me stop for a second and say that you know, when I'm talking about the VA folks, we do have some people in the VA and that are wonderful American patriots that do outstanding work, whether they be doctors, nurses, technicians, those in the on the paperwork side of the house, all throughout the VA. There are some wonderful men and women that are just outstanding, but there are those that were brought on board years ago during the affirmative action program, basically, where, you know, the government was forced to hire people based on their color or their gender over their qualifications. I understand the program was, you know, was a good program in the beginning. What it stood for was wonderful, but what it became is horrible. And we face that today in all levels of government. You know, people that were hired that weren't qualified, that you can't get rid of. They're sitting around just screwing up things and making it worse. Okay, so there is a lot of that in the VA, all right? There was a report out just recently, and when I say recently, it came out about 14, 15 hours ago. They did on veterans that are connected or not connected to services when it came to suicides. And what they're finding is a lot of vets that are taking their own lives weren't tied into the services. You know, they knew about the VA, they had applied for their benefits, and they're on a waiting list. You know, they're waiting for their records to show up. They're waiting for records that have been lost to be found. They're a backlog in the getting rated department, all right? And then they, in return, you know, turn to alcohol. Some of them turn to, you know, illegal drug activity or consuming, whatever, to numb the pain of combat. And
right.
Then you have VA doctors that are throwing medication at this issue. They know it's going to be a while before this vet or that vet can see a mental health care provider, so they're just throwing meds at them, and they're taking these meds. They're a walking pharmacy, mixing it with other things such as drugs or illegal drugs and or alcohol, and, you know, making bad decisions or giving up on life completely. Okay, so what we're finding out is most of these vets now, you know, the VA will tell you there's 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. They've had that same number for years. That's That's a total lie. When you hear that, just let it go in one ear and out the other. I'm going to tell you, as a veterans advocate that communicates with other veterans advocates all across this nation that deals with veteran suicide on my level here when it happens and helping with these families get their benefits, and I even go as far as planning funerals for them that I've been involved with, where the family is just so taken back and blown away by what happened that they can't even function. And I've come in and basically, last year I actually went as far as picking out a casket for a veteran, okay, because the family just couldn't do it.
Couldn't deal with it,
right?
Yeah.
Hear their loved ones serve their country honorably, and then the government failed them, and they were just, you know, so we're finding out these people are not, you know, most of them that are committing suicide aren't connected in their services. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you a conservative number. 120 veterans per day are committing suicide. That's my personal belief of what I see and hear happening across the nation. There are some veterans advocates that will tell you the number is over 200 a day. All right. Now, a lot of people will question, well, what's behind this and what's causing this huge issue of veteran suicides? And, you know, why is there, you know, after Vietnam, there was an influx in veteran suicides, and it tapered off for a long, long time, and now it's back up again. Well, what a lot of people don't realize is we have been at war constantly 24/7 since 9/11, but you wouldn't know that by watching the media. Okay, you never hear about it on the news at night. You never hear about it on the news in the morning. All right, they just don't cover it anymore. And as I speak, men and women are risking their lives, actively involved in combat operations in numerous locations across this country. We have, you know, I deployed on four separate combat tours in 18 years of service before I was medically retired. Okay, and that stretched out over 18 years. We have vets that left mom and dad's house when they graduated high school, went into the military, and we're talking after 9/11, went into the military. They're 18 years old, and here they are now getting out after serving, you know, 6 years, 10 years, and they've been on 10, 12, 15 back-to-back-to-back combat tours.
Wow.
In places like Afghanistan and Iraq, watching their friends getting killed and blown up and dealing with these terrorists. And these are kids, okay? These are guys that and girls that, they're in a complete different mindset of what's happening in their life compared to any other conflict we've ever been involved with. You know, going back to the Civil War days, okay? You know, there was a period of time in all of our wars, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, you know, they lasted from point A to point B, and they were done, all right? This is ongoing. This has never stopped since 9/11, and here we are in 2018, okay? It's a ongoing issue, and we have the same vets having to turn around and go back. You know, they come home for what's supposedly going to be, you know, 1 year to a year and a half before they have to deploy again, and they're not back 60, 90 days, and their unit's redeploying, okay? And so there's a huge burnout rate. And a lot of these guys, you know, get out. They don't retire.
Well, how
you know, they don't. They're not going to.
How can you keep your head straight after something like that, you know? I mean,
it's very
impossible. Very
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing for them to do.
But you know, I kind of think. I mean, do you think the way that they're, you know, it's back to back? But I mean, they think that these men and women are like machines, and they're not. They're people. And then you know they get injured, and you come back, and then you have to deal with all this craziness. I mean, it's not being able to get, you know, good medical care and. Or even, you know, psychological care for everything that you've gone through. And so the whole thing is just, it's a horrible revolving door, really. And, you know, so
it is. It's
just.
And, you know, and yeah. Like I've said before, you know, with members of both parties of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, I mean, I've testified in front of Congress several times, and they will stare you straight in your eyes if it's election season, and we're going to fix this, and thank God you brought this to our attention, and, you know, and then they get elected or reelected, and you can't even get them to talk to you on the phone again. You know, I mean,
so
it's
ridiculous.
Like, just don't care anymore.
And the thing is like, I feel like I know that President Trump, you know, his intentions are good, but it's the follow through with it down the line. You know, he can only do so much.
His intentions are good, but he's being fault every step of the way for everything he does, not only by the Democrats, but the news media and even the Republican Party. So I had very high hopes. A lot of veterans had very high hopes that, you know, under the Trump administration, we were going to see drastic change. And yes, the intentions are good. And yes, there have been some things that have been put in place by the Trump administration that are just a blessing in disguise. But if they're not being implemented at the lower level where we need it, then what's the use of doing it? You know?
Right.
I mean,
is there any way of, like,
step up and
go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, once again, and that's when you have to have organizations step up and help out because, you know, it's not happening at the level.
Exactly. Well, I was just thinking, you know, is there anything that President Trump can do to ensure that it goes, that it gets implemented down the line? I mean, is there somebody that he can point?
Yeah, there sure is. Well, and it's no different than what's happening, you know, with the Justice Department, with Jeff Sessions, okay?
Right.
VA, the head of the VA, the VA secretary. You can fire their ass, and you can put somebody in there that is young, full of fire, that is a combat veteran themselves, okay, and wants to see this problem fixed. That's what you have to do. You know, you put somebody in there that's in their, you know, in their 30s or their 40s, that's a seasoned combat vet, you know, nothing against officers, but I'm going to say an enlisted person, somebody that was in the NCO ranks. And they clean this mess up, okay? They will get to the bottom of it, and they will do their job. There's so much happening with these people that they're putting politicians in charge of every damn thing, okay?
Yeah,
no,
I know. It's ridiculous.
No sessions, okay? Get the guy out of there. Put somebody in there that's young and full of fire and willing to go after these corrupt people, all right? And actually make the Department of Justice fall under the guidelines of what it's supposed to be, you know, producing justice for the American people. So, yeah, that's how you fix the VA. You know, Trump needs to appoint someone that is younger and is nothing against elderly people. Hell, I'll be 56 in a few weeks, okay? But, look, there's got
to
be somebody that's got a fire in their belly for this issue. You know, somebody that's willing to not take no for an answer, that's willing to not be politically correct. You know, I get asked a lot, how is it I get things accomplished at a local level with the VA so often, all right? And I'm going to tell you how it is, because you haven't seen the amount of times that I've been put in handcuffs by the VA police department, okay? And a lot of people don't realize the VA has every facility that the VA has. They have their own law enforcement officers wearing a police uniform and a gun and the whole nine yards. They're not a security guard. They're a licensed, a regular police officer that works for the federal government.
Wow.
Why they have that? They have that because there's so many vets that are pissed off and are just fed up. And, you know, something can happen, you know, as what happened in California recently, you know, where that Albert Wong go out and start shooting and killing a bunch of people at the VA facility there. I have personally been put in handcuffs numerous times, and I'm proud to say that.
Wow.
Why? Because I was standing up for veterans' rights in a VA facility, mm-hmm. telling somebody on the other side of the desk that they're full of BS, and I'm not going to sit back and listen to them lie to me or lie to these other vets or treat them like they're some, you know, piece of trash that needs to be swept under the rug somewhere. Okay? Now, I've never been charged with a crime in my entire life, and nor with the VA. But the point is, I go in there with passion. I go in there with facts. I go in there with, this is what's happening. This is how you need to fix it. And why aren't you fixing it? Now, most of the time, I deal with somebody that realizes it and they understand. You know, the VA has what's called patient advocates that are throughout the facility. Everywhere mm-hmm. you go, there's a patient advocate. Some of them are really great people. Some of them, you wouldn't spit in their mouth if they were dying of thirst because they're completely and totally useless. And no matter what the complaint is, when they go to that next higher up to file the complaint and they tell them, stand down, they stand down.
Oh my God.
So it takes, you know, somebody to have the strength and the courage to go into that fire, walk towards the gunfire, let's say, and fight no matter what, because you know you're right, and you've got to be able to expose that. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the VA, especially here in Louisiana, that, you know, my name's, there's a red flag when my name comes up, you know, because they sure don't want to see me when I walk into those facilities, because they know it's probably not going to be good.
Right. That's funny.
And then if it's something personally happening to me, they know what's going to happen. I'm going to post it all over Facebook, okay?
So
they don't like that.
And
but,
they're not going to like that.
You know, yeah, for those that have followed me through the years, when I talk about the VA issues, you know, what happened in California with this shooting where this guy, Albert Wong, killed these people, I've been saying this for over 12 years now, that it's coming to this, that we're going to have more and more of this type of act more happening, sadly. And we did. We had it happen in California, and it will continue. Horrible thing. Horrible thing.
Do you think that had something to do with, like, an MK Ultra situation or anything like that, or do you think that it was purely just he was fed up?
Wait, say that again?
Do you think that had anything... Do you think he might have been an MK Ultra victim or anything that might, something like that might have been triggered that whole incident? Or do you think that he was just completely fed up and he's just like, I'm done here, you know, kind of a thing?
I think he was a veteran that was screwed over by the system and was tired of being screwed and watching other vets get screwed. And he probably said or did something that upset one of the staff members, which is what got him kicked out of that facility. And he just snapped, you know. And sadly, you're going to see more of that happening, you know, where vets are going to snap. I see it happening all the time, but not to this level where they go get a gun and come back and kill people. But you're going to see that. That's going to be a part of the daily news in the near future. Of vets going BS, okay? If you don't want to take care of me and you want to treat me like, you know, dirt, then I guess I have nothing to live for, and I take out everybody else in the process. So,
yeah,
you know, sadly, I think that's coming.
But then you run the risk of the whole reasoning behind Obama, though you can't arm the veterans, then that comes back into play with the Democrats that, oh, well, you know, all military vets, you know, have mental issues, and so they're not allowed to carry weapons. So then you got that whole beating that drum again. So, you know, and I hate to say it, but veterans, I mean, you have to be careful because you don't want that to happen because we need our veterans armed. Have you guys been that's just another moment in time where, you know, closer to the New World Order type situation. So,
yeah, they're never going to take guns away from vets. They're going to try. I see that coming in the near future. But even if they did, you know, even if we outlawed guns tomorrow and no guns are allowed to be sold ever again in America and you're never allowed to have one, turn them in or be arrested if you're called, guess what? There's still going to be people getting guns and going and killing people because there's too many of them out there. You know, any street in America, any metropolitan city or even out in the middle of nowhere in the country, I can go get a gun for a reasonable amount of cash and a heartbeat anywhere, okay? And, you know, it doesn't matter what my status is with the, you know, with the government. Doesn't matter if I'm a vet. Doesn't matter if I'm somebody that's mentally insane. Doesn't matter who I am or what I am. Anyone can go out on the streets of America and have their hands on a gun if they got cash in their pocket in a matter of minutes. It's very easy to do. So, you know, they can take away whatever they want to take away. But, you know, it's like, you know, spitting in a fan.
Well,
you know, it's not going to do any good, you know.
Right.
That brings up one last thing that I wanted to talk about with, you know, with the veteran issues right now. And first I want to say that I'm not pro-drugs of any sort, all right? Not even the medication that I'm on right now for different health issues, you know, for my service and things that, you know, that aren't connected to the services because I'm getting old. But I don't like taking drugs, period. I do not like ingesting something into my body that, you know, that is going to have some type of lasting consequences. And the VA is very good at that, of pumping you full of all types of different things to help fix you. All right, so there's been many, many studies have taken place over the marijuana, medical marijuana type programs and issues, and a lot of states now are legalizing medical marijuana. Many states now have legalized recreational use of marijuana, okay? What I want to say is I'm not, you know, I'm on the fence about this marijuana thing, but what I will say is anything that can help a veteran or anyone for that matter that's physically in pain, mentally or physically in pain, that is going to improve their way of living or how they deal with society, if they're okay with it, I'm okay with it, okay? I've yet to talk to a single vet that's using marijuana that's, you know, that's replaced the drugs the VA gave them with that simple plant that's not happy with it, you know. And some vets have literally, you know, gotten off of five or six different kind of medications that they were given by the VA, and this is able to help them cope with life and change their life for the better, okay? When I was a teenager years ago, you know, I dabbled in all kinds of illegal stuff, and marijuana was one of those things that I did as a kid, okay? I don't do it today. I haven't done it as an adult. I quit doing it, you know, before I ever went into the military service. But I know the difference in what marijuana does to you and what alcohol does to you, okay? It's legal to drink alcohol, and I can tell you right now there's many people that get injured and killed and hurt over alcohol than there sure is over marijuana. So, you know, one way or the other, you know, in another 10 years from now, you have something that's going to be probably approved just about in every state across America, but you have a federal government entity, the VA, that is fighting that tooth and nail, you know, where some vets are able to go and get marijuana legally through state law, their state, to help them with their situation because of their medical conditions, but yet they can't go to the VA. So I just think that the VA needs at least do research on this issue, and we're going to better help vets get off the pills that they're giving them. So that's my take on that.
Well, you know, I mean, I've had, oh my gosh, I've had three back surgeries. I've had so many crazy surgeries. So, you know, I have had pain medication.
Of course, this would drive you insane if you did it, but go on my any of my YouTube videos and just read some of the comments from liberals. I mean, it's sickening what these guys and girls are saying. And I mean, I could literally, this is no BS, people, I could do a video about kittens and how furry they are and how nice they are and how they, you know, how calm cats are. And you know, and just sit there doing this video about kittens and petting kittens, and then somebody's going to come on and start slamming me and calling me this horrible person because I obviously don't like dogs and cats need to die and you need to die too, and you know, and I mean, it doesn't matter. These people are absolutely nuts.
I'm telling you, the Thai pod eaters. Oh my God. All right, well, we're just going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Maryland high school tragedy, and then I have a couple of other updates regarding Tillman Douglas, which is very interesting. I just wanted to, anyway. All right, so we'll be back in just about 5 minutes. Here we go.
My fellow Americans, this week we continue to hear from more citizens benefiting from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, with more money in their paychecks and hope for an even more prosperous future. The fact is, they're doing better, they're spending money, and they're saving money like they haven't before, all because of these great tax cuts. Lauren Ray Kovac wrote to say that she and her husband are registered Democrats, and after years of financial struggles, the economy is finally delivering for them. They're doing well again. They're happy. The Kovacs 401k is now growing, and they have an extra $165 in each paycheck. That's thousands of dollars a year. While Nancy Pelosi calls this crumbs, Lauren sees it as grocery shopping all year long. It's a lot of money for Lauren and a lot of money for her family. It's called living better. As Lauren says, every little bit helps, and this is more than a little bit. Well, Lauren, like every hardworking American, you deserve to keep more of your money, and you worked hard to get it. Now you're keeping it. If you agree, share your story of American success and the pride in your paycheck at whitehouse.gov/contact. Do it now. Maybe we'll be reading your story. And you know what? There are a lot of great stories out there right now because people are happy. They're making a lot more money. Their government is taking a lot less from them. And that's my great honor to have helped. So enjoy it. Your country is doing great.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our future, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, yeah, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep, your sounds like your phone is freaking out.
I know, my phone's crazy. Anyway, but yeah, I was just saying I love that song. I do love it.
Officer at school had an armed officer staff him to
actor, Austin Wallace, and unfortunately, he later died at the hospital. But I think that Austin Jackson definitely did what armed security at our school. We need to have surveillance cameras. We need to have the security. A Carroll County official in Maryland announced that they are going to have armed officers stationed at some of the schools. I think Baltimore City is the only city that doesn't have armed security. That I think all the schools need to get on board with that.
And, you know, I mean, it just makes no sense
at all whatsoever, not in this country, and it is just one step away from, basically totalitarianism. You know, they're talking about, they claim that, that President Trump is totalitarian, and, you know, he's like a Nazi bullshit. Sorry to say that is not the case. He is a he's a populist. He wants to bring our country back from the brink of death. This country is literally going over a cliff, and if he had not been elected, where would we be right now? I tell you, we would be, I think most people would be looking for a way out of this country. That's for sure. I know friends of mine who were ready to pack up and leave the country if Hillary's going to be elected. You know, and then with everything that's come out, her criminality, the criminality of the entire Obama administration, and, you know, and then people talk about QAnon, and they say that, oh, well, you know, QAnon isn't real, it's a LARP. I'm sorry, it is real. It is military intelligence that is been giving up. Why do you think the FBI, there was a post just last night that the FBI opened a case on QAnon? It's because it's a threat to them. Because QAnon is revealing the truth. That's what it is. And if he wasn't revealing the truth, then why bother? Why bother? Why try to discredit QAnon? Why start criticizing those of us who are following QAnon? The same thing with Christianity. The same thing with those of us who believe in God. Those of us who believe that God is real and God is the way to go and the way that we want to live our lives. Why are we ridiculed? Why are Christians being, beheaded and persecuted and tortured over in Europe and elsewhere? It's because it's a threat to them. That's what it is. That's what it really is. And so it's just so frustrating. And it shocks me that there are so many that are just so, what the word is, they just refuse to look at the truth. Or, you know, my whole thing is this, you know, don't take anything I say or even Doug says as truth. I mean, all you need to do is do your own research. You know, look it up. Why don't you go and look up the QAnon post? QAnon map, I think it's QAnon, I think it's QAnon.pub, P-U-B. Look up the post and then do your own research. And the things that have happened and the things that he posts, and then a few weeks later, a few days later, things happen. I mean, you know, and I don't even need that. I just know within my soul that QAnon is real. I know within my soul that God is real. And everybody has to find their own discernment. And, you know, but these people, like the Democrats and some of these followers that are just, all they know how to do is listen to the rhetoric, scream and yell, and troll people on Twitter and on other social media platforms, and, you know, scream and yell. It's insane. It really is insane. I don't know. It's just crazy. That's sort of my feeling on this situation. I do think that things do come around that clearly show who God's, God's hand, what needs to be done and what not to, you know, and what is real, what is true, what is right, the direction that we go. Thank you.
Here, let me see here.
Yeah, and then Mark Taylor's Prophecy is the other thing that came out. I guess apparently his latest prophecy is about the Vatican is about to be exposed, and exposed for the vile, satanic, worshiping thing it is. It will come out. It's going to come out soon. I'm sorry if you guys are Catholic, but it's just crazy. And so a lot of people are going to be looking. And it says once the Vatican exposed to the killing the Catholic faith, it will be lost if you have been in the way. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And so much is going on. Anyway, man, I'm trying to find the tweet that I tweeted at with this lady's name. But anyway, she helped run the Pedo Ring. And so that's a huge thing that she's rolling over. I mean, it's only a matter of time. It was reported by Fox, I think it was Fox News, I think it was, I saw it on Sean Hannity actually, that President Obama has actually retained a team of nine attorneys. Obama himself has been bebopping around the world trying to get asylum. I guess there is some secret trip plan or a trip to New Zealand plan that all of the details are kept secret. He's not letting anybody know about anything. That makes me angry too, because I feel like, why is he allowed to bebopping around after everything that he has done and what has been exposed so far? He weaponized the DOJ. He weaponized, you know, the FBI, the IRS. He completely shredded our Constitution. He did not care about rule of law. And that's what President Trump is bringing back. He's bringing back rule of law into our country. The Democrats don't like that. They haven't been playing by the rules for decades. Okay, and I will say Republicans too. You know, I was talking to Doug earlier, who we were talking about back and forth, and he's like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's almost as if the Democrats are in charge anyway, because the Republicans don't want to step up and do what they need to do, stand up, you know, to the Democrats. I mean, it is insane what is going on. And the other thing I wanted to mention before, I run out of time here, I just want to. Everybody, we have to get everybody out there voting. Must get people voting in November. It is got to get our conservatives out there. Once the ID report comes out with regards to all the voter fraud, there is going to be hopefully a change in the voting system. Computerized voting machines were actually built. They're from a Soros company. So, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, that's the only way that the Democrats know to win. They only know how to cheat to win. That's it. And so, but be that as it may, we need to be sure to get out there. We need to be sure to start telling our neighbors and our family members to get out there to vote. And, you know, we've got to do it. So, remember that girl's name. I want to say Christine Marcy. Christine Marcy was the CEO of FTX, I think is what it was, that she was running the pedophile ring, worldwide pedal ring, with Hillary Clinton. And not only that, but the Clinton Foundation was involved in money, pay to play. There's an investigation going on about that right now. People, you know, it's been going on for quite a while. So there's a lot going on, everybody. You just have to keep the faith. You know, remember in Revelation it says that, you know, God would reveal the truth before his second coming of the Lord. And we need, and that's what's going on right now. So I think, you know, we have a lot to be grateful for. And I think we have a lot of great things coming our way. We just have to keep our head above ground and try not to get bogged down by all the negativity that the MSM and Democrats, and, you know, I suggest you watch Fox News as far as, like, trying to figure out what's going on. Hannity, but even Hannity, you know, a lot of these people, like Doug said, they don't even really talk about the war going on and stuff. The idea is you got to do your own research. I think Zero Hedge is a really good publication to go, and those the Gateway Pundit is another one that's a really good source. Obviously, Drudge.com is a great source. InfoWars is a great source for news. And so I think, you know, just do that. I do want to touch upon really quick that Dr. Dvorsky wrote a book, and it is called, he's actually going to be on C-SPAN. He taped it today. He taped it today, but I'm not sure that it's going to be actually aired. So check out his Twitter. He'll tweet it out. It's at Jerome underscore 4CORSI. But his book, Killing the Beast State, The Fight to Save President Trump, is excellent. It's on Amazon if you just get it. He is going to be a guest. Yeah, I think he's going to be our first guest on the next week while we're on Marvel 1 Radio. So I'm very excited about that. He has been in the political arena for many. He's had number one New York best-selling author, and so it's going to be very exciting. So I don't know what happened to Doug. I guess he couldn't get through. I think he's been messing with my phone and maybe his phone ever since the Twitter lockout, when I had to put my phone number in to get back on Twitter. I keep getting, you know, my calls interrupted and other things are happening. So I don't know. And I mean, yes, I sound like a crazy conspiracy, but I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird. So anyway, so next week, like I said, we'll be on Mago One Radio at MagoOneRadio.net. If you want to follow me, I'm at ChrissyUSA1 on Twitter and on Gab. I have an account there. I just kind of started it, so I'll be there. Doug, you can check him out on YouTube. He's Douglas Post. What is it? D-O-U-C-O-A-T-T. He has a YouTube channel. And then we also have our Facebook page, Real World Witness. And so I guess until next week,
I guess I'll be here, so I'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Well, have you looked around? Mama's crying, or do you turn away when you see the face of the innocent dying? In these darkest days, are you not afraid that it's too late? Thank you.
Do you lie there?